was that it was suggested by someone who's not here tonight. That over the summer, we discussed two topics were suggested by the same person. I hope it'll be here next week. But one of them was issues of cooking on Shabbos in the kitchen, issues of food on Shabbos. We got me cooking. And the issues of kashrus in the kitchen. There are day issues. Issues when you have a shayla, how you use one oven for multiple plates, the microwave oven, counters, sink, v'chule, and their corollaries, and probably something that definitely should be discussed, especially in the summer when people are in, sometimes people are in a smaller situation in their kitchen, they might not have two ovens, they might only have one oven, and we'll discuss that next week. And I would like people's feedback as to what they would like to discuss under that topic. Before I forget. Okay, I'd like to discuss the next half of an hour. I'd like to discuss the issues of Bishul, Shehiyah, a little bit Shehiyah, a little Chazara, a little Hatmona. Just to highlight, the first thing we have to know when we talk about Bishul is how hot is hot. How hot does something have to be in order to be mevashalus? Right? We all know boiling is 212 degrees. Okay? What is Bishul considered when it comes to halachic? What is halachic Bishul? Not only that, but there's also going to be distinctions when something is cold, nitspanim legamri, or something is warm. It's not yet totally cooled off, okay? And we're going to see that there's a chayyadam that the Mishnah Berurah brings, that there's going to be a difference between yad soledet toy, halachically, something cooked, and is halachically cooking when it is yad soledet toy. It is, if one would recoil from touching it, okay? That is what's called hot and cooking. Then there's something called Yad Nichvis Boy. Yad Nichvis Boy means that one is scalded by it. Scaldingly hot water or food. Okay, so we have to draw those distinctions. Yad Nichvis Boy is certainly hotter than Yad Seledet Boy. Okay? Now, Yad Nichvis Boy is about 140 to 150 degrees. Yad Seledet Boy, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, it's 110 degrees on the chumrah side. Meaning, if you're going to, something's going to reach 110 degrees, you're cooking it. Okay? Even though one might not think that that's Yad Seledet Boy, but that's the chumrah. Now, the other way, to say something has already been cooked, because we know that the klal is ein bishul achar bishul. In order to be able to say something was already fully cooked and therefore is not under, does not fall under the restrictions of cooking, the chumrah is going to be much higher than that. We're going to say 160 degrees. Okay? It is a shear even more chumrah. In other words, that would mean that even beyond yad nichvis boy l'chumrah, you'll have yad seledet boy, you will require, for something to be called mevushel, you will require 160 degrees. That is what Moshe held. It's actually interesting, a little bit about the processing of wine. You know, Kedem's Hamashiach is a seven row. He's Mechayev them to even do more than 160 degrees in order for something to be called Yayin Mavushel, in order to be to Yayin Mavushel and not be susceptible to the issues of Stam Yenom of the Zerger of Stam Yenom. Okay, so those are the distinctions, first distinctions we have to make. In terms of degrees of heat, okay? Something is cold at about 60 or 70 degrees. Something is warm at 70 or 80 degrees. Something is considered cooking at 110 degrees or 160 degrees, whichever way the chumrah is. and something that's called Yad Michlis Boy at 140 to 150 meters. Now, the other distinctions that we have to know are whether something is fully cooked or is not fully cooked. Okay? If something is not fully cooked, okay, it is still susceptible to vishul. Right? It is still susceptible to being cooked and lamashal, right? Lamashal, even if there's no problem of shehiya, which means leaving something on a fire or putting something on the fire, or not putting something next to a fire, right? If something is not completely cooked and the procedure of cooking is going to get, it's going to be more cooked more, right? So you have a very big problem, right? Even if you're not putting it on a fire, okay? You're going to see that there's an issue of putting something on the fire, putting something next to a fire, putting something on top of a glass, putting something on top of a pot, okay? But all those distinctions, everything goes out the window if what you're working with is not fully cooked. But if it's not fully cooked, you're cooking it, right? No matter how, you can put it on a radiator, you're cooking it. You can put it next to the radiator. If you're going to put it, you're going to expose it to heat, okay? It's going to cook. You can expose it to, it's going to cook. Okay? The other distinctions that we have to know, so we've drawn distinctions in terms of the degree, the temperature that the food will reach or can reach, the distinction of whether it's completely cooked or not completely cooked, and then the distinction of whether it is something, a dry item, or, which is called a dover yomesh, or something which is a dover lach, something which is liquid, okay? Water, soup, sauce, gravy, those are liquid, okay? Now, why do we have to know if something is dry or something is lach? So, the halacha is the following. We already mentioned, ein bishul achar bishul. That means, if I have already cooked food, okay, I cooked a piece of meat, it's fully cooked. Now, I can never be either a distinction, or an iser of what? Of cooking, official again, okay? There might be durabon that can assume that I'm not allowed to do, we'll discuss, but I cannot be either of their items. That is on a dover yovish. What about a dover lach? What about liquid? What about water? Yeah, water, yes, soup. Soup was cooked, fully cooked. Now, it cools down totally. Not warm, it's cooled down totally. Okay? If it's cooled down totally, what do we say it's cooled down totally is? What degrees? 60 to 70 degrees is considered cold. So if you're at that, if something is that cold, therefore, there are some places, okay, and it is a major machlokes place. Ramah errs. He says one should be machmer on this, okay? The Taz is also machmorin. If you look at the other day, the Ramah seems to pop in. Not like this, but a dover lach, there is yesh bishul achar bishul. Okay? And that's a chumra that we have, that a dover lach is yesh bishul achar bishul. Okay? That we are machmer that yesh bishul achar bishul, that there can be. Yeah. So now we have a very big distinction. Right? Because whereas, if I have something that is already fully cooked, right? And it's cold, totally cold. Okay? Barring any iterate durabona, which we will discuss, putting it directly on a fire, putting it on a blast, okay? That's going to be up to them. Okay? But I could put that food on a radiator. I could put it on a boiler. I could put it on top of another pot, kidera, algabe kidera, but I'm putting it directly on a fire. It's not susceptible to being cooked anymore. It's not susceptible to being cooked anymore. So what, there's no iterate durabona, there's no iterate durabona. Okay, with the Rabbanon, it would be up to put that piece of food on any area of the blast that gets the Yatzel Ledes Boy, that gets touched. Okay, it would be up to put that food directly on top of a fire. Okay, but it's not up to put that food on top of another pot that is cooking something. So that's Kedera Agave Kedera. Okay, so again, but let's say I have a little bit of chicken soup in the fridge. But I want to take that chicken soup and I want to put that chicken soup on top of a radiator that's with steaming up. Or I want to take that chicken soup and put it on top of another pot that's going to heat it up. Am I allowed to do it? No, because it's liquid. If it's a double lap, we are master, yesh bishul achar bishul, and therefore one cannot do that. Okay. Now, that being the case, the reason is because it's this avid mashavtoi, that it appears that this person is cooking with hatchila. Okay? And since it appears that this is on the double yavish, you mean? I thought you meant what's the difference between a path of the fire or a path of the path. The difference between yavish and ra is because the properties, and this is very, I'm glad you asked that question, it's very good, because it's going to come up in a very interesting machlokes, that's why I get out the paper, it's a very interesting machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and the Rashi. Because what we say is like this, a cooked piece of meat, when it cools off, it's still a cooked piece of meat, right? But a liquid, when it cools off, it's boiled water. The water cools down, there's no remedy, you're not cooked at the impurities in the water, but there's no remedy or means of that, it's not considered mavushal anymore. In other words, ain't vishalak avishal, something's a mavushal, but a dover lach that cooled off is not considered a mavushal. And I'll tell you why, where we find the difference. We find the difference, let's say I had chicken soup, and the chicken soup is still a little bit warm. Lamashal, I want to have chicken soup tomorrow morning, right? So what do? I take the chicken soup out of the oven on Friday night, and I serve the chicken soup. That chicken soup is chicken soup. It's still a little bit warm. It's not cold, right? If it's totally cold, I can't go put it on top of the shovel pot, right? But let's say it's not 110 degrees. Well, let's say it's 80 degrees. If it's still considered warm, right? If it's still considered something that, and what the Kaisim call nechal, and if it could be eaten as a warm food, right? Not as a cold food. Then we don't say ein bishul. We don't say ein bishul ach bishul or davar lach. Then we say it still has the remnants of being cooked. If it's still considered it has the remnants of being cooked, so it's a cooked item. I'm putting on the. So the difference between a davar yavish and a davar lach is that a davar yavish retains its identity as a mevushel. If it's a mevushel, ein bishul ach bishul. A davar lach does not retain its identity as a mevushel. Since it doesn't retain its identity as a mevushel, it's yesh bishul ach bishul. But if it's still warm, it still retains the heat from its original cooking, so then I can say that it still has an identity of being mevushel. Okay? That is the definition. That's true. But the water of it, the last part, I understand what you're saying, and we're going to have to draw a distinction between that, by the way, and what hold that thought. It's a very good thought, and I want to come back to the thought. Okay? I'm not only going to satisfy you with the thought really so much. I'm not going to satisfy myself with the thought. But you'll see where we're going. Okay? Now. There's another important point, and of course, this should take us about a month to learn, but I'm just really going to be touching some things. Now, in fact, I'm really not even going to touch the Rabbanan so much as I'm going to touch the Raisis. It could be that maybe we'll extend this into a second, I don't know. But the halacha is the following. Okay? We also have to draw a distinction as to where the food is, right? Now, we just talked about cooking food, okay? We have to now know the following thing. If I have an item, but if I have an item, okay, that is in a klirishon, what is a klirishon? A klirishon is the pot that it was originally cooked in, that the food is cooked in, and it's still in that pot. Well, it wasn't taken out of that pot, but it's in that pot. If it's in that pot, the assumption is that thing can cook. Okay? Anything that is uncooked, put into a klirishon, you have a very good problem. It cooks, as long as it's hot. If the klirishon is hot, it cooks, you got a problem. Okay? It cooks. Now, irui klirishon, what is irui klirishon? Pouring from a klirishon into a second table. That also cooks. How much does it cook? It cooks kidei klipa. It cooks the thinnest layer of membrane around the thing. Okay? Once something is in a klisheni doesn't cook. It does cook one thing. Kalei habishul. Things that are easily cooked. Okay? What are things that are easily cooked? An egg is something that's easily cooked. What are things that are not easily cooked? Water and oil. Okay? Most paiskim hold, it's not only water that's not easily cooked, but any like beverage, any liquid that's drink, it's also not easily cooked. Other things are a little bit of a topic. Lamarshal tea. What? Spices are probably official also. Spices and eggs. But what's not highly official is water and oil. Okay? Now, what about tea? Most paiskim are machzer. We assume that tea is something that's called highly official. Right? That's why, even if you have a cliché, right? Even if you have a cliché, you can't put a tea bag into a cliché. Because if tea is highly official, it's mabash. Okay? Now, no, instant quote. When you get to instant quote, let's talk one moment. Okay. Now, let's understand the following. There is an exception. This is where I want to come from. Okay. Are we being very clear? We're getting all the rules here. Get all the rules. Okay. Now, there is an exception. Now, klisheni should not be mevashel regular liquid. Right. Not mevashel regular liquid. It's not going to be mevashel, you know, something. Okay. But there's something called it's brought by the money, spoken about by the Magen Avraham, and it is a major machlokes ha-paskim. Something called a dover bush. What is a dover bush? A solid piece of food that retains its heat. Now, why is a solid piece of food that retains its heat different than other foods? Very simple. Why is a cliche more cow than a cliche? Because once it goes out of its original cooking, the vessel that it was cooked in, the assumption is it's weakened its ability to cook, right, in a different environment. However, if I take a potato, when I cook a potato in a pot, that potato, it's a hot potato, right? It maintains its heat. Okay, so even when it goes into a cliché, okay, the Magen Avraham paskin, that even when it goes into a cliché, it's a dover bush, it's like a cliché. It doesn't lose its identity as a cliché. Therefore, it will be mevashel things even that are not kalei habishul. Okay? And that is a chumrah. Okay, that is a chumrah. That is a chumrah that most abide by. Which one should abide by? Okay. So now, here comes the following question. I have ketchup. And I want to pour ketchup onto my challah. Okay? I want to pour ketchup onto my challah. Am I allowed to pour ketchup onto my challah? Well, let's start off. If my challah has potatoes and salad meat, right? It's not all moving. Pashtus is a dover bush. So even if it came out of the challah pot, even if I ladled it out, even if I put it into a serving plate, right? And again, it's a dover gush. Dover gush. So now, let's insist on saying, but ketchup. Ketchup is not raw tomatoes. What is ketchup? It's liquefied. It's pureed tomatoes, right? And it's not only that, it's cooked. Right? That pureed and that cooked. Right? It's mabushel. Why are you looking at that? It's mabushel, right? Mustard also is mabushel. If it's mevushel, ain bishel, achar bishel. The only problem is, it's pashtus, it's not a salad, what is it? It's a dover lach. Generally, most normal people do not have ketchup that's hot from its original cooking. Right? It's not a dover, it's not going to be hot, right? So therefore, it's going to be room temperature, it's going to be cool, and therefore, v'choy v'yesh bishel achar bishel, you have a dover gush, you have a problem. Well, here's Pashas is a double lock. It's not a double. It's not. Double gush. Double gush is like the clear issue. Well, the later is the problem with the issue. Right. The dover gush, okay, is going to retain its passion, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Okay? No. The Pashtus is if it went into a Kli, it went to a certain place and then went into the Adur place after the Kli Shlishi. Now, and it could be it doesn't have a status of a double Kli. We're talking about, you have to took it out of the Sud Shalom Pat and put it onto the plate. Now, I'd like to mention something about a Kli Shlishi, Rabbi Zay. Okay? Rabbi Zay, I'd like to talk about a Kli Shlishi for a second. I'd like to talk about a Kli Shlishi for a moment. Okay? The concept of a Kli Shlishi is not really broad. Okay? It is very much not broad. Okay? In fact, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura has great difficulty in how one can make tea on Shabbos. Okay? The Mishnah Brura gives us a very, very many different possibilities. He discusses cooking tea leaves, drying them out. And then you have the tea leaves that are lishtikaloyziva. And you'll use that in the Shalach HaVish. Or make tea scents, and you have the tea scents, and keep the tea scents hot, right? So the tea scents, it's that hot, you could put into a cup. You could take water, and you could pour straight from the pot into that, because the English Shalach HaVish is still hot, you could be ma'arif from a cremation. Or have it cool, and you could put water from a cremation into a klisheni, and then you could pour it into a klisheni, and there's a whole shmooze of Tzviya Baruchlin, if it is Tzviya, there's a Shara Tzviya. Mishnah Brura ignores the whole idea of a Kli Shlishi. Who's the first person in history that says you can make tea with a Kli Shlishi? Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe decides, Rav Moshe writes, that you can make a tea with a Kli Shlishi. First person in history. It's clear that Mishnah Brura knows this one. Okay? Now, Halakha Kasha. Mishnah Brura says the following thing. Mishnah Brura says the following thing. If you have hot soup, and you pour hot soup, now, if you're using a ladle in a soup thing, if the ladle sits in the soup, for any meal at this time, the ladle is considered part of the cleavation pashtus. So that's a cleavation. You pour it into, then you take that soup, and you pour it into, let's say, straight into people's soup plates, and then you bring it out to the table. So everything in the soup plate is a cliché. Now, Rabbi said, listen. Now, let's say I have challah. Who doesn't want to put challah into their soup? If my soup is very hot, right, and I want to put challah into my soup, the Mishnah Brura says if your soup is very hot, you have a problem. Why? Because there is a machloket. If yesh bishul achar afiyah, right? Some shadim hold this yesh bishul achar afiyah. That means you're going to have a problem over here. You're going to be mavashal. Again, bread is baked. It's not cooked, right? If it's not cooked, it's baked. So it's a different process. So you could have bishulach rafi. There are You can't put the, if it's hot in the Kli Shlishi, you cannot put your challah into the Kli Shlishi. But if it comes out of a serving plate, then already you can. Why? Because it's a Kli Shlishi. So the Mishnah Brura does concede to the idea of a Kli Shlishi when it comes to soup. So now how come he doesn't say the same thing by tea? So the truth is, yes? The smallest, am I allowed to put something in the oven for a little bit, to cook for a little bit, and we'll take it out? No. Oh, so that's the answer. The answer is like this. It's really twofold. Tea pastures might be Kali Habishul anyway. And it could be that he's back where he's saying that Kali Habishul could be Kushli, she would have a problem anyway. The second thing is that Lamaiti really has two faces over here. You know, he tells what sort of thing is a Kushli Shlishi. But Lamaisa, this is a suffix whether you Bishul Akharafiyah anyway. So on the side that there's Bishul Akharafiyah, so we'll go into the Kli Shlishi. On the side there's no Bishul Akharafiyah, you could have even put it in the Kli Shlishi. The man would have Mishnah Brura passed in that over the easy. Okay, that's what Kharia would have put here. Okay. Now, the truth is it is salt. The mushroom crouton, you have no problem. That's not the right pasture, anyway. But even if they were vigorous, it was baked crouton. You had like a healthy crouton. They're hard. They're not something that really cooks anyway. They're not really cooking. So that's not a problem. But what I wanted to discuss was this issue. Fascinating. I'd like to look at an inside with you. I'd like to discuss this issue. It's on this page, Reish Samachay. And we really got a late start today. The truth is, I think we probably should continue this subject. We should continue this subject for one more week, I imagine, no? No? Not? Yes or no? Okay. The element will tell me what they want. I don't know. Okay, I'd like to go through this piece with the ketchup, and then we'll get to it, we'll discuss it. But it's actually very, very interesting, and you're going to see a gewaldic alumnus from Rav Shlomo Zalman over here. Hine, Avoyta, B'shailus etshuvus igris moshe, O'rechayim chelik dalet, simen ayin dalet. Now, if you've got a great chazorah, by the way, of anything we're going to discuss, this tshuva, O'rechayim dalet, simen ayin dalet, they're the shortest tshuvas, because they were all tshuvas to questions of Shimon Ayin asked Rav Moshe. Shimon Ayin asked some questions, and Rav Moshe answered in, I would say, none of them are really more than 7 lines or 8 lines. Short little answers about steam tables, about many different shalas. Dalet, Ayin, Dalet. It's a beautiful chazorah on Bishul, and it's not really, it's very beautiful. Okay, so let's look in Yonei Bishul, Oitei. Okay, so everybody, in this class, you're going to look at Oitei. Okay. Mishal, in Yesh Lahachmir, Bezeh Oiloi. Talking about, obviously, if you look at on Yud Aleph on the top, Yesh Lahachmir, Losei Ketchum. Okay? Okay? Page Reish Tanachet. There are 4 pages. Okay? So, Yesh Lahachmir, Bezeh Oiloi. That was the question of Shimon Ider asked Rav Moshe. Page Reish Tanachet on the bottom, Ois Yud Zayin. I'm sorry. 4 pages, I'm reading it from a second. Okay? Kivan diyesh bozeh beis chumras. There are 2 chumras. What are them? He's not arriving at the conclusion that we arrived at just by knowing anything. Aleph, last are bishalach ar bishal bilach. It's a dover lach, so it should be bishalach. There is bishalach ar bishal in a dover lach. Beis, lahashiv gush ki cliche. The heshiv bozeh l'shoyim. Okay. Nira ledina kidat toy terasoy. The Rishayan Lipen Ketchup Al Bosa Reseyach. It's piping hot. It's holding me up. You can put ketchup in. Shinitin the cliche. The Afin Nachmer Gam Shtei Chumris, who be Shtei Chumris, who suffix mamish, call Chumris. Saying like this, when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, 2 Chumris we hold. In other words, you're not going to say, this is a Chumris, that's a Chumris, like a Sreksaika. You take it away. No. If an Isser includes 2 chumras, you will do it. But that's only where the chumras are really a suffix. She'af shehu spek tveiko ula yesh lahachna b'shabbat b'shum chumrasi. Aval hocho chumra b'yesh b'shalach ar b'shul b'dobra lach u chumra b'alma. What does he say? Most poitim, she'gdari ha'poitim sabi d'gam b'lachim b'shalach ar b'shul. V'chein hu ha'chroat ha'ramoh. The Noigin came, the Rakhshin is stunning with Gamri Mahmur. He's only Mahmur if it's the son of the Gamri. The Gamma Chumra Bidover Gush, Sha'ach Bekwisheni, who are dying Kiriseya. Hopligi Harbeelze, who besoidam Haravod, the Ramah himself says that on a Dover Gush, on a Klisheni, we don't say you're not Mahmur, you're a dead. Ashehu Ike Godel Bahira. The Hatasham is caught in Yudal of Mahmur Rakhmisad Duchit, the Fakina. The part of the just an aside, he says that Dover Gush is a problem when you're cutting it with a duchkatis with a knife, so over there you'll have a problem. But that doesn't apply by putting ketchup on meat. Okay? So this is Rav Moshe's position. And Rav Moshe, if you look at the end, the chain I'm gonna run, the sifkot mem hey, ain lach shila kisofika shoko, el shikivan shiloboru lehetem machmir. Well chain sodak paterasa the ain lach mishtechumus. Okay? Now, so he's saying these chumras are not so strong, each chumra. Since each chumra in and of itself is a weak chumra, the man got 2 of them together, we're going to say you can be made. Zot, the Ma'ayra Shabbat, Udvor, Tzorach, Ian, Mokhane. Sha'areh ha-mogar avram, the Simen Shin Yurches, not Tzitkot Men, hey, like he's more before, Tzitkot Nlamid, hey. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings in the Shabur brings the cost of the Asur Litin Chatichas Basur Reiseach L'toich Reiseach Soyer. Barish, look at the other way around. Very interesting. The case we're talking about is you have a piece of cholent that came out of the pot onto your plate, and you're pouring the double lach on top of it, the ketchup on top of it. The Magen Avraham brings the case that you have cold soup, and you want to take a hot piece of meat and put it into the cold soup. And ostensibly, the hot piece of meat is going to heat up the cold soup. Same double gush on a double lach. Therefore, and the Magen Avraham says it's awesome. What do you mean? It's a dover lach that was mabushal already. A bishalach abishal, that's only a chumrah. Dover gush is only a chumrah. Right there, it has to be a bishal pasuk from the Magen Avraham. From a purush of Magen Avraham, fakes. Yeah. Wait. What do you like to do? Like, a little bit old. So he doesn't understand. Rabbi is passing something, but yes, Magen Avraham. He's missing a Magen Avraham. And it's the Brush, Magen Avraham. So he says the following thing. So he brings in the next paragraph, we're going to skip this is very late. But I'm going with the Vyaz of Shalom al Yashas. But I'm going with the Vyaz of Shalom al Yashas, Shlita Omerli. Do you like Havonas of Igris Moshe? It's right in the next paragraph, no, it's the same kind of page. V'yesh l'chalek, d'hod ha-mogen Avraham Mayri, midin irui mikli rishon. Very interesting. The Magen Avraham says you put a hot piece of meat into the soup. It's awesome. Right? Now that, where the hot piece of meat come from? It's mikli rishon. So over here, you're really doing irui mikli rishon with a double rush. But Afaf, now the problem is like this. The halacha is like this. That if I pour something out of a kli rishon, and it hits the second pot, it's no longer connected to the first pot. Then it's not considered an Irish Lirish. That's cliche. What's that called? Nifsat HaKiluach. The pour, the continuum of the Kiluach is stopped. Okay. Now look at what he says. The Yeshua Chalik, this is what Rabbi Yosher wrote for the time in to explain the question. The Apophishim Nifta Kakiluah Gam Kain Mevasha Kivon Shezed Dover Gush. He says like this. He's putting two things together. Very interesting thing. It's an eerie clearation of a Dover Gush. So even though the continuum of the flow is not there, but since it's a Dover Gush, it's considered that it's a Mevasha. In other words, if it's just Dover Gush and Dover Lach, right, then not a Bishop. But if it's a Dover Gush, it is Rav Lach with an eerie clearishion of it, it's the Kiluach, then it's Nirimah. That's how Rabbi Yosef went to explain Rav Moshe. Rashi Eichem, the Midan, the Igris Moshe, Shabbat, the Mudach, the Klishen, the Oz Lekad, the Eerie, Eladin, the Vargush, the Chod, the Lachem, the Nakinu, the Hachma, the Mishdeach, the Mashiach. Okay, he goes on to bring a Beis Meir, which is rather a very good Raya to this, very interesting Raya, but he brings the following thing. If you look at the next page, which would be Reish Tam of Zion, he says like this, the last column, the second column, it's the second complete paragraph on that column, it's the third paragraph, the Hine. The Sefer Shmishara Tilchot, we know that Niver, everything he passed in, was passed in Alpihu, from the Rambam. Chot of Lahatar Lishpash Ketchup, Al Nitua, Al Netta Botacham, Pisa Botacham, the Tzayin Mekol is borrowed by Gregor Moshefai, Shabbatai Sefer Hilf Shabbat. The Yachuva Shinidai, Hanidai, Shinidai, Akbar. Ulu Umaze, Oyster Shom Lishmach Moro Kar Al Gabe Netakbar. He says you can't pour cold. According to Rabbi Yashiv, you would be able to pour cold soup onto a hot piece of meat. No different than what? Than the ketchup. That's absolutely no different than the ketchup. Cold ketchup onto the hot piece of meat is mutter. Cold soup on that, that is Shemeshavah Tilkhafta, say you can't pour cold soup onto a hot piece of meat. Now we got it, now we're stuck. Shlomo Zalman obviously did not agree with Rabbi Yashiv to explain the Rishir of Moshe, right? You hear what he's saying? Shemeshavah Tilkhafta is saying you're allowed to put ketchup onto the hot piece of meat, but he's also saying that you can't pour soup onto a hot piece of meat. Why not? It should be the same thing. So now he said it like this. He wrote Rabbi Yosher Rabbi. He wrote cold. Rabbi the cold. Yeah. Cold ketchup, cold gravy. Because of the Bozer Hadayin of Shlomo Zalman Arba. Shlita. Choshvani shehamakor lahatir b'resek. Resek is the word for ketchup. Because it's pureed the tomato. Mishum da'afal that says that nozil, even though it flows, nikomobar ein zechoshev mamish telach. It's not considered a dover lach. V'dinoi ke'agvani yomuhushelosh. It's like a cooked tomato. The ashe yesh bomit, nikomobar musoiver zechoshev kiyomish. Even though it has a little bit of soup, it's like a soup of a tomato. But it's a double gush. Okay. And then he says like this, Avol ha'igris moishe ba'atma le'kos of king, ala daita di ketchup mikri dobalah. And he brings what he says here. Then he says like this. So Shlomo Zalman is trying to say that this is not a dobalah. It doesn't flow, it's not something that pours out, it's like a chesed, Now he brings another thing from Yosher, the next page. But going on to Shalom Yosher Shlita Omar, the Yesh Lema Smora Lahokil Lahaniach Ketchup. Shlita Dover Tamach Benoizel, even if it's flowing. Al Gabi Gush, right there, the Klisheni, Apo Kishu Zen Noizel, this is Avi Yisrael Yosher. The Kolmokan, Kivan Shu Tavshu, who Sonech, he Tochim Lema. The Afshin is standing like Poka Bishuma. Listen to Rabbi Yosher, since you're done this for us. It's an unbelievable honest, and I'm not understanding it totally. I don't understand it 100%. He says like this. What's the lumdus of a double lach that says, yesh bishul lach ha-bishul on a double lach? What is the lumdus? Because it doesn't have the shed bishul or anything. It's not recognizable the bishul. It's ketchup. You can't make ketchup without the bishul. This ketchup, it never loses the shed bishul. It could be as cold as anything. It's a bishul like a tomato. Tremendous chiddush. The ain daim of the mayim shen is bashlev and stanim. It's not like water that was cooked and then cooled off. Shepoka bishulah. They near behem a bishul. It's not nikkud a bishul. Mashen kein b'zeshu tavshul soma. Lachen yitachin sheyesh lo hakil lo hanichal gabi dover gush reseach hamunach b'kushen. That is Rabbi Yosher's position. Now the truth is, what we'll have to define and I have to think about it. Not just so you can't make chicken soup without cooking it either. But it seems that what they're saying is if there's no real thick consistency, it's like a water. It's like water. That's what they're saying. But this is tomato. This is tomato. Not because it doesn't flow. It can flow. No, it really depends. Hard ketchup, it don't flow. When I was younger, there was a commercial that said anticipation. I don't know if you ever just turned over the hard ketchup. The ketchup didn't come out. Right. The number now is different. Oh, the squeeze bottle now. Now the squeeze bottle. Oh, there you go. But, you know, the number Geffen and the others, I don't want to sound like I have to submit. Those things are mamish is over noisel. There's not that much, not so much salad. So, but the Rabbi Yosher Svar is a Gevaldik and Kiddush. And a lot of Hanukkah Rabbi Yosher Svar. Right? Yeah, Rabbi Yosher Svar. The water will get cooked to a certain level. It'll get cooked to a certain level, yes. It happens in a conversion. If it happens, but for your sake, it's willing, it's a hot thing. It'll cook a little bit. This is the halacha of double gush is going to cook. It's going to cook. It's in Masha. The shayla is how hot the double gush is. Not what it's going to make the wood. How hot that is. It's a Masha. Whatever it's Masha. It's Masha something. That's not what's... It might go into a tub of her and a log of her. It might directly on it or went into the palace underneath it. Okay. I don't want to get into that a little bit. minus 925. I don't think it's the fish yet to say any form on the parasha. So I would just like, I guess there's one more halacha that I'd like to say based on this, and then we'll try to continue this next week, and hopefully the week after we'll talk in whatever it is. But one more thing, this is very true for Moshe also, and I'd like the others to pass in it. People have babies, right? They want to have a baby bottle. You don't want to give your baby bottle a cold bottle, right? So what do? How do you heat up the bottle on Shabbos morning? Now, you certainly can't put the bottle into an urn, right? But the urn is a clinician, okay? That's going to cook the milk, okay? Now, if you pour water onto milk, that'll be your clinician, it'll be mevashel to take klipot. Yes? Oh, that's what Ramesha says. Ramesha says that since you're only mevashel to take klipot, all you're doing is being mevashel plastic. And by the way, by definition, plastic is mevashel anyway. And you're not really doing anything. So the male, that's the klipah that'll take most of the thing. Well, the problem, the male, you're never really being mevashel the milk. The milk is going to get warm, you're going to get the edge open, but it's not going to have a beneficial, and the male is going to be mevashel. Okay, we'll have to continue again this show next week. But I look good. Okay, got the business. Thank you.